It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, you went to a movie this week that I've seen a lot of promotion for, but, you know, I haven't been in a movie theater in months. Tell us about News of the World.
I really like this one a lot, Doug. Paul Greengrass directs. He, of course, directed United 93 back in 2006. That was his Oscar-nominated movie. He directed Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks, Bloody Sunday, a British movie he made. He is from Great Britain. I would refer to Greengrass as a gritty director. And so this Western, News of the World, based on a book by Canadian author Paulette Giles, is right up his alley. It's the first Western Tom Hanks has ever starred in. And it's a slow burn kind of film, Doug. It's very quiet as it's unfolding. It's a leisurely paced film. And it was one of those movies, Doug, where I wasn't sure what I was watching until I was done. I mean, I knew what I was watching, but I wasn't sure how I felt about it till the film was done. So it really kind of works on you in a very subtle style that I really like. Now, Tom Hanks, as you've seen from the previews, plays a former Confederate officer in Texas in 1870, and he travels from town to town and reads the news to people because they're busy. Life is hard after the war. The Union troops occupy Texas. He reads news stories to them because they don't have time to read the news or don't have the money to go buy newspapers. So that is what he does. He was a printer in his former life before the war, and he enjoys this work. It's what he can do. As you can tell from the previews, Doug, along the way, he encounters an abandoned girl played by 12-year-old Helena Zengel, a wonderful German child actress, and she is abandoned. She's been living with the Kiowa tribe, and she ended up there because they massacred her parents in a raid. And so, you know, she takes up with him, and they have this incredible journey. It's a journey film. It's kind of like a Homer Odyssey, as he tries to find some semblance of some relatives that she may have in Texas. But it's a long journey. It's a difficult journey. He's in charge of her because no one else will take her. The Indian Affairs Bureau will not take her. The Union troops don't really help him out. So he becomes kind of the de facto parent along the way. And along the way, we meet a lot of really strange people and a lot of strange occurrences. The film reminded me, Doug, of John Wayne and John Ford's The Searchers. And I know
yes.
You've seen that movie. I would call it a liberal version of The Searchers without the racism. That is how I would view this movie. It's a much more softened version of that, where we do see the plight of the Indians in the post-war. We do see the plight of the people of Texas as they try to, you know, pick up their lives after the Civil War. People are just starving and they're trying to get back on their feet. So it's a much softer version of The Searchers, but just like The Searchers, where John Wayne searches for his niece, Natalie Wood, who was taken in a raid by Native Americans. He's in charge of this girl who was raised by the Kiowa tribe. And how they communicate is very interesting, Doug. That's one of the more interesting parts of the movie, where he has to try to figure out what she's saying in this Kiowa language that she's speaking. And their bond is amazing. It's really a slow burn type of film. Their bond is interesting to watch. It's leisurely paced. The payoff is great, I thought. There's some moving moments to this movie. Hanks again. You know, what can you say? He's become the American actor, I would say. Every line that he says has meaning to it. He's very good in this film. He's a world-weary guy. He's been through a lot. He almost seems like a forerunner, an ancestor of his character in Saving Private Ryan. He's just doing what he has to do to get by. So I like this movie a lot. It might not be a perfect film, maybe not nearly a great film, but certainly an unusual film for 2020. And also, Doug, I kind of like this side angle, this side theme of the freedom of the press. He's kind of the avenue for people to find out what's going on in the world, in the country. And, you know, that's something near and dear to us, too, as well, Doug, is freedom of the press, getting information to people. And there's a fantastic sequence in the film where this kind of freedom of information versus what people are being fed them comes to a fork in the road.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. I'm a Tom Hanks fan. Of course, he just recently played the inauguration, so he's well thought of in many ways. I'm very curious about the handling of this interesting period in American history, the post-Civil War. Reconstruction, mm-hmm. carpetbaggers, Union soldiers in Confederate land, and do they get into that story much?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, there's a fantastic sequence where he encounters some people who are, let's say they're trying to cleanse the country. That's an interesting sequence where, you know, they're not having any of this. They don't want blacks in power. They don't want Indians around. And so it does deal with that. There's a fantastic sequence again where he's reading the news in a town hall. And here's some news from Washington. And he says, President Ulysses Grant, and the whole room boos and yells and starts, you know, hooting and hollering about about General Grant, President Grant. So, yeah, it is definitely a big part of this story as people try to pick up their lives after the Civil War. And Hanks's character is very different from the Ethan Edwards character John Wayne plays in The Searchers. This is a guy that does not have a lot of hatred in his heart. I think he's moved on from the Civil War. He did what he had to do. He fought for his home state. But you get the sense this guy's at heart a decent man. And, you know, and how things resolve between he and the little girl, you know, obviously we're not gonna spill those beans, give that away. But Helena Zengel is tremendous in this movie, Doug. She says so much with her magnificent little face and her blonde hair. And she's really good in this movie, and her screen presence is just you know, megawatt star quality. Her and Hanks really share the screen nicely together.
The movie is News of the World. You know, usually I ask you what I think is a pretty tough Oscar trivia question, but I think because Tom Hanks is the star of this movie, we should just simply remind people of his Oscars.
So he won back-to-back Best Actor Oscars, as you know, Doug, for Philadelphia in 1993 and Forrest Gump in 1994. He's been nominated four other times. This might be nomination seven. We'll see how that Best Actor race shakes out in the next couple months.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Leary.